we invite anything, you know, to talk cool. about as long as you're passionate and nerdy about it. So
yeah, for sure. My dad's a huge comic book guy, so
nice.
Definitely get that.
That's sick. Yeah. You know what? If my dad was, we'd be a little closer.
let's not do that. Let's not go into that. Let's not talk about our dads today, okay?
I'm nerdy about dads, so I mean, it's gonna be a problem.
Shit.
If you want to be a member of our nerdy metal community, hit the subscribe button. If you have any comments or questions, hit us up at worshipandtributenerd@gmail.com. This week on the show, we had the pleasure of meeting Frankie Mish from Sleepwaker, and we got nerdy. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Michael, a.k.a. Rickshaw, and welcome to Worship and Tribute Nerd, the show where metal dudes get nerdy. I have my co-host here with me today, Fuzz. Say hello to Fuzz.
Hey, guys.
And also, it's a special episode. We have Frankie from Sleepwaker, right?
Not to be confused with Sleepwalker, am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, your manager's already told me, like, that's the number one thing that everybody messes up.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like,
I did.
Yeah.
I totally botched that, dude. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Frankie, how are you today, my friend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Not too bad. Definitely pretty busy lately, but
I feel you, man. The world's about to open back up, and we're
all going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Texas just opened back up, and we're both from Texas, so it's been a little nerve-wracking, but I got my first dose of the vaccine, so I'm prepared.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
My girlfriend got hers. I've been applying for mine, but I work from home, graphic designer, not going to get anything anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about you. Nah.
Yeah, no, bottom of the line.
Yeah. Well, I got lucky, and my girlfriend had booked an extra, and she just went to the first one that she got, and then I actually qualify also because I'm like, first of all, I'm working at front lines in the bars.
It's not front lines, but
You know what I mean. Front lines for hoodlums.
There it is. Hoodlums.
Yeah, and
Those ne'er-do-wells.
And I have asthma, so I'm an asthmatic.
He's a wheezer.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Excellent.
But whereabouts do you live, my man?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm up in
Michigan,
the cold north.
Lovely place. I love Michigan.
Does the band come from Michigan itself?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the only member that's not is bassist Aaron. He's over in Detroit. But Michigan still, but not Grand
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So how's COVID going up there? You know, we're like pushing into soon to be April. We're in like mid-March. Like I said, our governor wants to open shit up, even though businesses are like, nah, you could still wear the masks. We could still be safe. How is everything going up there?
It's pretty good. Everything opened up, or not opened up, but like restaurants opened back up in February 14th. They opened back up for people to just come in and like Valentine's Day, basically.
Right.
But it's still like wear your mask unless you're eating or drinking. It's pretty much doesn't feel too locked down anymore, especially since it's warmer and now everyone can kind of go outside and like walk around. Like we had some pretty bad snow for a while.
Same.
Samesies.
Oh yeah, that's right, Texas. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not even go. Let's not even talk about how fucked up our state is right now. All right. Just leave Texas out of this.
But you know, you guys deal with snow and stuff on a normal
you're
basis.
You're used to it.
Oh yeah, we got. I think in our backyard still, like it's been sunny and nice for the last few days. But in the shade, there's still like probably a foot of snow just sitting there. We had about 2 feet or something like that. I think at one point.
That's
maybe
awesome.
More. I don't know. But
I love the snow.
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas, so you know I was kind of used to it. At least once or twice a year, it would snow and freeze and power outages and crap like that. And so like my girlfriend was like, "Oh, our power's out. Let's load up and go to my mom's." And then she's like driving, and every time she like
gassed or turned. She was like, whoa, whoa. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Let me drive.
Dude, so, yeah. I mean, we used to have to trek a 15-passenger van and trailer through ice and snow. I That's learned true. How to drive yeah, yeah. a long time ago.
Yeah.
Our last tour was, dude, our last tour was November 2019. We hit a cyclone in Oregon. And it was a cyclone and a blizzard on top of a mountain. So we were going from Seattle. Yeah, Seattle to Fresno. Or Seattle to Oregon, and then Oregon to Fresno. And between Oregon and Fresno, we went through Snoqualmie Pass. And,
that's the scariest place.
Yes, dude.
It's so scary.
A cyclone hit as we were going through. It was
ridiculous.
Yeah, we had to pull off for chains, spent $500 getting chains and going all the way through the mountains. And by the end, they had paved everything, so the chains just shattered and fell off.
Oh, my
lost
God.
All that money. Yeah. Made it to the show, and it was a sick show. Fresno was awesome. That's tight.
Nice.
But yeah, it was definitely a rough night. And I'm the driver. Yeah, so, I was the main driver for all of that.
Yeah, we were talking about some of the songs that we jammed. I'd actually never heard of your band until we were going to do this. And then so I looked some stuff up, and the song with the click.
The click track at the beginning. Is
Turnaround. Yeah. That's Turnaround. Yeah.
Dude, that song goes for real. Yeah. Like, I was just talking about it when I first got here. I was like, the one with the click track at the beginning is like so sick.
But yeah, so you said you mentioned you were on tour in 2019. How long had you guys been touring at that point?
We did our first tour. We did Weekenders and stuff like that in 2017 and then beginning of 2018. But our first we did two week long ones, I think, right before the summer of 2018. And then 2018 we did our first month long tour.
Right.
And we've done four since then, 4 month longs. Just West Coast, East Coast. We actually haven't hit most of the East Coast. We did a chunk with Filth, but didn't make it all the way around. So yeah, we've been touring for at least, I'd say, three years, I guess. Well, not counting last year, I guess. But
right. Yeah, no,
we don't talk about last.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
that's it's such a bummer. We've been out of the tour game for a while.
2015 for me.
Yeah, 2015 for me also. But
we're old, dude.
Yeah. But with the way that things work nowadays, metal and heavy music being overlooked and solo pop artists being held to such a high degree, I it bums me out to see any up and coming artists miss out on a whole year because
it's not fair.
Because of COVID. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
It's not fair.
And so
now we're on the come up too.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know?
And so my question to you is I mean, I'm sure you guys were gaining some traction. Do you think that COVID has really set you back, or were you still trying to stay on your internet game and shit like that?
We could have been better at our internet game.
Right.
But we did do a couple live stream stuff. We dropped a single during this time.
Nice.
Finished recording something and just kind of got back on our feet, I guess, because we were just kind of before COVID, we were just jumping in, basically. We were hoping to get all these cool things. We had a Europe tour booked. We had a run with two really cool bands, a month-long run with one band and a month with another in the summer. And then plans for one as soon as we got back from our Europe tour, which would have been November area. But that all obviously came crashing down.
Yeah.
So we just took that time to kind of regroup and make sure we were financially set for when things come back and just ready to go all in. Yeah. So we've kind of been sitting on stuff to be sure that the next release is top tier kind of deal.
Right. Yeah. There's no excuse not to have sick stuff after everybody having to take a year off. No album should suck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Period.
Well, unless you're known for sucking.
Unless you're really good at sucking. I mean, a lot of bands that got famous for sucking. Jesus Christ.
I mean, lots of bands were good until they hit the mainstream. That's true, what I mean? Too. So,
but so are you guys on a label? You guys doing it yourself?
So we were on a label. We were on Stay Sick for a while. We hopped on and worked with them. They were awesome guys to work with. But we released our two most recent singles, Melatonin and Skin, independent. So
nice. Smart way to go, yeah. To be honest with you.
Sweet. So I'm sure that y'all, I know that lots of people are like planning and scheming right now just to see how things go, but do you guys also have a plan in place, you know, to like, once everybody's like, we're at 100%, let's do it.
Yeah. We're pretty much already planned out until like December of this year. Like, I think like the stuff that we're doing actually next week, we start the big plans. Like,
nice.
It's just getting everything into motion and making sure it just like clicks. And like, we have like plans scheduled out for when things go up and when things are released and when we do stuff. Like, it's nice to like act like a business and plan things out like in quarters rather than like, all right, next week we release this, like that kind of deal. But
right.
And you guys get a pick when you release everything as well. So you don't, there's no timetable, which is sick. Yeah. For now.
Yeah.
But I remember when, as soon as we got signed, they literally said, okay, you're signed. We signed it. Like, I remember signing the paper and they go, you have a month.
Yeah.
You're like, you have a month. What? And they're like, you have a month to write an entire record. It's like, huh? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I can only imagine at this point, like, what it's going to be like for the music industry. You know what I mean? Like,
how hard is it they take?
Once they say, like, all right, tours are back on, music's, you know, like, everybody get out there and do it. Like, because I feel like live shows are going to come back strong for a little bit.
Dude, I'm getting in shape just for live shows. I'm going to beat everybody up. I'm this old head's coming out of retirement. I'm going to beat everybody up.
I mean, we have a COVID band, and you know, we've been working on too. That's so true. Hopefully we come out,
right?
You know, sweat off all of this f-ing COVID weight.
Nah,
you know?
Mine's not going anywhere.
Yeah. One of my old projects that I was in before Sleepwaker, started. Oh, no problem at all. No problem.
Somebody rang the doorbell. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. But yeah, one of my old projects decided to come back, and like, we've just been kind of working on it passively and just kind of having fun with it. So yeah,
it's definitely been
nice. Yeah.
Right. No deadlines, nothing. Just kind of having fun, writing music, just not being depressed and stuff.
Yeah. It's nice because like Sleepwaker has like a style and a look and everything so far. And this other band is just like, it broke up before it had any of that. So at this point, it's just write stuff that's cool, do stuff that's fun, that kind of deal. Yeah,
dude, that's actually really sick. That it's fun to do that, because I've been in several bands, like with Rick and everybody else, and like all of our bands, it's not important, and it's pretty awesome. Like, you just get to have fun again. Like, before you got signed and before you were touring, you just hanging out with your buds and like writing tunes, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, before it's like, before the money gets into it and everyone's taking time off work and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's nice. I've been there.
Money's a pain in the ass.
Money's dumb.
Yeah. Like, it makes you feel like a musician again when you get to do stuff like that. Projects that are just fun. Like,
Well, and that's like, you know, with Iwabo, that was like the main concern whenever we finally were just like, all right, well, let's break up. Because it was just like, hey, it seems like, you know, like, the main guy was calling us for money, not touring, calling us for money. And then it would just be like, wow, this really just seems like a big shit show. So let's not all do that anymore. Let's all be friends and have fun again. So, fucking money.
Yeah, money ruins everything. Yep.
It's true.
And just being a terrible band, that ruins everything too.
Well, that
not you guys.
Not
talking about my band.
yeah. No, well, no one's ever said Iwabo was a terrible band. So. No,
I've never heard it before in my life.
I've never read any comments. Hundreds of thousands of comments.
So you said you have a bunch of stuff in the works. You just did that. All right. You said you have a bunch of stuff in the works. Can you talk about any of it, or like, is it kind of just one of those things?
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, it's one of those things that my manager called me beforehand and was like, don't talk about this specifically.
Right. All right.
But no, it's cool stuff. Like, we'll have updates on, like, Instagram stories and stuff like that. We can share bits, but we can't share the whole deal. Yeah.
Cool.
Dude, that's sick either way, man. That's awesome. You guys are rad. I mean, you're heavy as hell.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and if you come through Austin, you have a place to stay.
Same for Dallas, as always.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we played Austin on our 2019 tour too, and Dallas, I think. But yeah, they're awesome places. We played with God Hand. I think that was the band that we played with. They were awesome dudes in that area. But
the Dallas scene is so awesome now. So
well, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see every place after all this, you know, like
that hasn't closed.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because a ton of our venues closed. I don't know about you guys up there in Michigan, but a ton of our venues have closed because of this.
We kind of had it sucks, but like Grand Rapids is a weird. Actually, Michigan is a weird place because we've got Fusion Shows and Live Nation, like tons of those venues up here, and they're like Live Nation's awesome, Fusion's awesome, but you don't get many like independent places. And if they do pop up, it's like a house or it's like a back room at a bar that's tiny or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there were like maybe four places that you could really play in Grand Rapids for like a smaller, medium-sized band. And luckily most of those were like either a Fusion or a Live Nation place. So they're still up and running. Like they're not going to go anywhere for now.
Right.
Cause they could deliver food. They could do all that kind of stuff. But, it does kind of suck cause it means like all those small house venues and all those smaller places aren't coming back. Like those are done for sure. But, as far as like normal shows, when things come back, they'll come back and feel normal. Like it won't be too
and
bad.
I hope so.
It does suck to hear. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It does suck to hear about all these venues closing now.
Yeah. I hope there's a time whenever people aren't afraid to punch each other and get bloody. You know what I mean?
I'm ready for it. I mean, I'm not actually getting in shape for it, but I'm going to come out. I'm coming out of retirement. I'm going to f*** everybody up. First shot I go to, I'm getting thrown out.
What would the first show you hope to go to after this?
God, dude, I don't even know. I think we're going to that big festival in Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we're all going. Me, Allie, and Jay, we're going to go.
What's that called again?
I forget. Furnace Fest.
Is it the one with like Under Oath and everything on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get thrown out. Yeah. All 3 days, I'm getting thrown out.
The Bled. That's what I was really stoked to see them playing a show.
The Juliana Theory.
Oh, come my on, God. Bro. That's like
they're playing that first record in full. Yeah, we're old, man.
Yeah, we're old.
Okay, yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
They were on every chick flick. They got famous because like one of their songs was on every chick flick in the like early 2000s. And
gotcha.
they're incredible, but I mean, that's who I would go see. And then, of course, Thursday's playing as well, which is f***ing sick.
There's so many good bands playing that.
Sorry, I could talk about that for a long time.
Yeah, you're good.
But, all right.
So, so we've heard your band, and it's heavy as balls.
It is.
What kind of influences do you have that have pushed your band to play the kind of music you play?
Well, actually, I wrote most of the stuff that's on Spotify now.
Right.
I wrote a lot of it when I was younger, and then like on Guitar Pro, basically, because I didn't know how to play guitar or anything. And then I just kind of built up everyone from like places around Grand Rapids, people I knew, other bands, stuff
you
like
groomed
that.
Them.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I don't want to get canceled with that word. Yeah.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah. But we kind of built up everything. Back then, it was definitely like obviously then I had a hard time actually bringing in these influences and like knowing what I was doing. But I got like North Lane, Volumes. Those were like the classic ones back then.
Nice.
But Tony Danza, I love Tony Danza.
Okay, so funny story. The song we were just talking about, what was it? The one with the click check. Turn around. The sounds that you start making, like the that I was like, man, it even has some dance in it, dude. That's I told him that not even 20 minutes ago.
I'm honored, man. That's sick. Yeah, yeah. That was like one of my favorite bands. There's definitely like, I mean, obviously, I don't know crazy polyrhythms, crazy time signature stuff. I mean, now I do, but like I never really mess with them when it comes to writing.
Yeah, you just did what so felt like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, as it's evolved, it's kind of been like different genres, not just metal. Like when it first started out, it was like, man, metalcore sick. Like I love, I don't know, like Mazda Flames.
I love that band.
Era, like, yeah, yeah. All these other bands that were just like solid at the time, but now it's definitely more like, how can we bring in other genres that we love? Like our guitarist Jake is a phenomenal like EDM guy. Like I'm not big into EDM at all, but right. like the stuff he can do and the stuff he makes and like making beats and all this stuff, he's just like crazy at it. Like that dude's That's mind sick. Is it's wild.
Nice.
But and then we brought in like Aaron, who is an insane bassist. Like he has tons of different influences and he's a great pianist and all this other stuff. And then I love like emo shoegaze, like the softer, like super reverbed out, like long drony kind of stuff. Deftones. Right.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now so
I'm like the Korn Deftones
again.
Old style.
Now
See now you're the bands that we played in and what pushed us to get there are like those bands, like Korn.
Yeah. Korn's my favorite band.
Deftones, Limp Bizkit, you know, shit like that. So, you know, we're from different times, but I'm glad that it still bleeds over.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I actually, when I was young, I think I was like 12 or 13, I went to, or my dad surprised me by taking me to like a meet and greet thing with Brian Head Welsh.
Nice.
And I like that's when I like fell in love with Korn and everything. My dad loved like System of a Down, that kind of thing. So right. I was introduced to that for a while back. But
you knocked over my beer. Yes, yes.
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows All right. that much.
So have you ever seen a video? It was a cassette, but then they made a DVD later on. That's that was like the Korn. Well, it's called Who Then Now.
Yeah, it's called Who Then Now.
But the DVD they put out, what was called what? Korn 2 or something like that?
Who Then Now 2, bitch.
Oh, yeah. But have you ever seen that DVD?
I can't confidently say if I have or not. Okay. But like that. But so, it sounds familiar. Like I remember watching, there's like a phase in like between middle to high school where I went on like a binge of just Korn stuff. So
hell yeah. Like I'll tell everyone about this video still to the day I die. It's one of the best.
Them and Slipknot put out the best, like, because people used to do that, put movies out, put videos out like that, like them in the studio and the best. And Who Then Now is my number one.
Who Then Now is the best band, like, tape or video or whatever that I've ever seen. Just because it was like, they were huge. They were playing like huge festivals just with like seas of people, and they put out this tape where it's just like them drinking Coors Light and like getting drunk in their backyard
doing drugs, getting hammered.
And it's, and to this day I still quote that shit, because he's like, Brian, he's like, somebody kicked his beer and it's like dirty ass carpet. You see his beer knocked over. He goes, "You knocked over my beer." Yes, yes. And then he's like, "Well, fuck it." And then he like goes, gets on the ground, and he like slurps it out of the carpet. And I'm just like, "Oh my god, these guys are dope."
So next time you're bored, go watch it.
Who then now? Absolutely. Yeah, you can probably find YouTube clips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Sorry,
I'm sure I've probably seen a couple of those, but I'll definitely look it up and watch the whole thing. It sounds super interesting.
Hell yeah. But yeah, let's get into the nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about the nerdy stuff.
So, like we were telling you, Fuzz is a big sneakerhead. We all get nerdy over like Marvel movies. I'm a comic book nerd, action figure nerd. What are some things that you are into?
Ooh.
Oh, dude. I like it. So I get into like spurts of things. But like they usually stick around for a while. So like right now it's Lord of the Rings. I grew up on that. Like I used to watch the old like animated Hobbit movie.
The Hobbit and Return of the King and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And like if you ever seen those old like rotoscoped ones, super old. I think they're like 82 or something like that, somewhere around then.
Definitely.
Yeah, I loved that one. That was like my favorite movie as a kid. So I've honestly just been watching like, not watching, more listening to like those Lord of the Rings lore podcast videos on YouTube or something.
Right,
dude, I get so into it. last year it was Star Wars. I want to say I watched the entire Star Wars trilogy. Like as soon as quarantine happened, I was like, all right, I'm just gonna sit down and watch all of them.
Did
you watch them in order?
Those videos. Yes. Yeah, I watched them in order.
What is so? This is a popular argument we have.
Which one does it start
with? Well, no. I was going to say this is a popular argument we have. Is did you watch Mandalorian because Fuzz wasn't into it?
Okay. Why? Why weren't you into it? I want to know.
I wasn't into it. So the first three episodes, all right, I have a short attention span, and so I need something that grabs me like immediately. Not, it doesn't have to be action packed, but something in the episode has to grab me or I don't want to watch it. The first three episodes were super slow, and I've tried to watch it several times, and I get to the third episode, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't care about this show. I love Star Wars. Absolutely love Star Wars. But the Mandalorian just hurt. I don't like it. And I get yelled at for not liking it. Dude, I mean, it's cool what it is.
This is 1/5 of Sleepwaker's opinion, so don't cancel the band if anyone gets angry. I've liked everything Star Wars has done. Like I like the Clone Wars series. I thought that was great. I enjoyed it. The Rebels series was hard to get into at first, but I ended up enjoying it. Like the story and the lore and all that I go into. And I absolutely loved the feeling and the look and the sound design, everything that went into the three new movies. Like story could have been better. There are plot holes, absolutely.
Right.
But like The Mandalorian is the one thing that like I just can't get into. The acting is so bad. Pedro Pascal is great. He's an awesome actor. Like he does a great job.
But he has a helmet on literally the whole time too. So
And then there's a couple extra actors and stuff that are interesting and like they do a good job. But like the perfect scene is they're in the bar. It's like the scene where Baby Yoda has like the or Grogu has the soup or whatever. And the scene right before that, he like pays that bartender for like he tips her or something. And her acting is so terrible. And that is like the second or third episode. And that's the moment where I was like, this is not good. Like whoever they hired. And then I kept finding it. And dude, when Bill Burr had his episode, like he was the only character that I was like, wow, he's a good actor. And then I had to sit and think, I just said Bill Burr is the best actor
of all
in this
the
episode.
People.
Yeah. Out of
Bill
all
Burr's
the people.
Best.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah.
Like no hate to Bill Burr, but like, oh my God.
I remember watching whenever like what's her name? Gina. Gina Carrero or whatever. Like there was whenever I watched it through the first time, I was like, yeah, dude. And I remember reading something about people saying like, well, you know, she kind of sucks at acting though. And then I watched those episodes again and I like took myself out of the episode and kind of just watched her and was like, yeah, those people are kind of right. Like, you know,
<They're not>
like,
wrong.
Like the magic of Star Wars had me like overlooking some of that.
Yeah,
but you know, I totally get that.
Yeah. See, like that's what happened with the Clone Wars and like Rebels. Like those are absolutely kids movies, like little kid movies.
Those also
when I was
started
young,
they like started very kid and then they started kind of course correcting it for everyone.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Honestly, this is what I tell everyone before they watch it. If you watch the first three episodes, if you can power through those first three episodes, they're still good. They're still great.
Right.
They have all this extra stuff that makes it interesting for adults. But as soon as they get past the first three, it's obvious that they were like, all right, kids aren't watching anymore. Let's just do this for like teens, adults, like that kind of thing. People that like Star Wars. Like it's such a good series. But especially the end. The end is the Ahsoka versus Maul fight is probably the best animated thing I've ever seen. Like such a good fight.
And that's one of the things I told Fuzz though, like even if you're not in that into Mandalorian, I was like, Mandalorian season two though, like once they start throwing all these characters that you're used to seeing in the back in the day, and then like the way that season two like ended, I was like, even if you hate it, that was kind of legit. You know what I mean? Like the way they handled some of that shit. Because
I haven't finished season two yet because I've been watching it with my girlfriend. We haven't really been like keeping up on it or anything. I think I'm on the part where they like Boba is finally helping them get Grogu back and everything. But that's where I left off. Well, spoilers to anyone that hasn't seen it yet, but at this point,
it's been out for months now.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, we literally will talk about like an 80s movie and be like, spoilers.
Spoilers.
And then we're like, wait a minute. It's been out for decades and decades. So,
speaking of like kind of older movies, 80s movies, that kind of deal. If we're talking like nerding out over things that like make it into Sleepwaker, like my inspirations for like metal and lyrics and all this stuff, Blade Runner, Blade Runner is such a sick, if you listen to Skin, our song Skin, the lyrics are taken like pretty much directly from the, a mix of the, what's the test that they give them for replicants?
Oh, the Turing test?
It's like Turing test.
You just
come
up right off the top of your head, nothing.
Yeah. Well, for a little bit, I thought that would be a cool band name, like the Turing test. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be sick. Pretty
sweet.
the Turing test and the baseline test in 2049, both of those, like the lyrics were like directly taken out of some of those parts. And like our intro live to that song is literally someone reading out loud those tests. So
hell yeah.
So bad.
I'm really into like any band that does something deliberately nerdy like that. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't a big Bury Your Dead fan. Fuzz loves Bury Your Dead, but I thought it was amazing that they had a whole album that was just Tom Cruise movies. And I was like,
oh,
that's
really?
So sick. Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's
a live album and all of them, Vanilla Sky and fucking everything.
Mission Impossible.
Everything has a Tom Cruise name. It's genius. Yeah. It's amazing.
Dude, that's sick. we did that with Don't Look at the Moon, kind of, that album.
That ain't no moon.
If you've ever seen Local 58, it's like an old like cryptid commercial show thing. It's a YouTube show, basically, like super obscure. Right. But it basically, there's a part in it where it says like, I don't remember the title. I think it might actually be Don't Look at the Moon. I don't remember, but I was watching those a lot, and there's just something like weird about the atmosphere and like the way they build this like world that you're kind of in. And I just got like obsessed with that. And I was like, dude, it'd be sick if we made this whole album about that concept. Like if we just kind of like had this world that was like, it's all about someone having sleep paralysis. Like that's that whole album. But it's based on like stuff that you'd find in Local 58. Like if you go through, you'll find little lyrics that we throw in and stuff like that. Obviously, like I've never come out and like said to fans like, oh, this is it, like this is the thing.
Yeah,
but we've had some people come back and be like, dude, I found this video and it says Don't Look at the Moon in it, like is this where you got it, that kind of stuff. But I love doing that.
One of our old bands, well, he was in Surrounded by Monsters for a while, but whenever we first started the band, we had an EP called That Ain't No Moon, and it was
deliberately
it had a picture
of the
Wars.
Death Star on the cover of the album. Or was it on the album or the CD?
I think it was on the CD.
And in one of the songs, it was like a really funny dancey part that it was That Ain't No Moon. And then the other part was It's a Space Station. It got real heavy after that. It was really sick. That's it. Yeah, because our singer is a huge Star Wars nerd. Our singer he's a huge, he's got Star Wars tattoos all over his body. He's a huge Star Wars guy.
Yeah. So we were... It was the stupidest part, honestly. Because it would go, that ain't no moon, it's a, that ain't no moon,
Dude, you remember the song was called Bloodsport Space Station.
Yeah, because we had a Van Damme obsession mixed with a Star Wars
Black
obsession.
Black silk underwears.
But then at the very last one was like, it's a space station.
That was the scene kid breakdown stuff way back when. The name before Surrounded by Monsters was because of her, and you go ahead and just go figure that out. Because
it was like that emo heavy phase that we
sick.
Everybody would be like, because of her, huh? So when are you changing that?
Every time. Anyway, stop talking about our shit bands. It's cool that you put those kinds of references in your music, and like, I just appreciate musicians who can kind of sneak stuff like that in, and you know what I mean? And then you have that one, maybe two guys, and they're like, hey, man, what's this about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just it only takes one that makes it really sick, you know?
That's what makes it worth it for not saying, like, hey guys, this is what this is. Like, if people can get it from that, that's like, if two people get it, I'm like,
right,
yeah.
Like, I just, there's, I have problems with like bands that always want to be serious all the time. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like, promos, serious, videos, serious, interviews, dead serious. You know, it's like, come on, guys. I know that you smile and joke every once in a while, you know, like let just give it to us, you know, be who you are. So,
yeah, the promo one is definitely one that we're trying to break out of our shell and do for sure. Like we looked always back smile. Through all our photos and we were like, man, we just look like robots. Like,
dude, I look like an idiot in every promo I've ever been in because I'm either making a really mean, serious face or making the dumbest face in the whole world. Like,
If you can have a mix, like, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. That's. I feel like the best photo shoots are always, like, the ones that's, like, the photographer's pulling the trigger either way. Like, give me this, give me that, exactly, and still pulling the trigger. And then you think you're done, and you fucking crack a joke, and then everybody's smiling, and then the photographer's still catching it. So, like, that's always the best to me. It's, like, when you could pick, you're like, oh, these are cool, and then you're like, oh, these outtakes are also still really cool.
Yeah. So, our photographer is actually our old guitarist. He's honestly, like, I have to say he's probably the best photographer in Grand Rapids right now for bands. Like, he does Holofront stuff. He's done like a couple other like larger bands. He did some stuff for the Fallen Dreams, I think, recently.
Love those guys.
Oh yeah. They're hometown. The other band I was talking about, he's good friend. He was the vocalist of that band, is the merch guy for the Fallen Dreams. Nice. So we're like talking to them, trying to get like collabs and stuff going.
Hell yeah, dude.
But yeah. Sorry, that was a little bit of a tangent, but,
No, it's all
good. Dude, that's what all this show is a tangent.
Yeah. We had someone email us about how they love our tangents, and I was like, thank you. This is what we're here for. <That's it.
laughs> But yeah, he's an incredible photographer. Evergreen Photography, simulacra.jpg on Instagram. Super cool guy. But yeah, he's just like, he complains a little bit because we're so hard to photograph serious because we're always like one of us will just whisper like a joke under our breath or something, or like we'll just start laughing and all of us crack up. I'm sure it's frustrating if you're trying to get something serious, but otherwise like, dude, it doesn't matter.
I've been that kid my whole life. Like like, hey guys, if there's any class that you should pay attention, it's today. And then 5 minutes later, there's boogers hanging out of my nose because I was trying to stay quiet, but I'm laughing so hard. Like, you know.
So yeah,
most of the time in my pictures I was serious because I just didn't want to fucking be there, because I hated all the hustle and bustle of like being in a band. Like all I wanted to do was play shows and write music. And then like we got signed and we went out to California and we lived with them because their guitar player was producing our album and stuff. And it was just like, this is fucking stupid. We got pictures. We've got this. See, I've got to do this. You know, I got to do this. Oh,
we're
miserable.
The classic of example of like, I'm like, you got to do videos. You got to do this and that. And like Fuzz is like, I just want to play fucking drums, you know? And I'm like, but you got to do videos. And he's like, I get why you have to, but stupid. So yeah. That's our whole relationship. So.
Yes, that is true. That's all I ever said was that stupid. Like the whole time I've ever been in a band is just, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. But yeah. But yeah, dude, it's been really nice.
It really has been.
Getting to know each other.
And again, if you're ever down this way and ever need anything, just holler at us. I'm sure you have Mike's number. Yes, no.
I'm going to get your number.
Yeah,
from you
should do that. Actually. Yeah. Anytime y'all come down, once life is, you know, once the world's done being over, we'll y'all come down here and we'll kick it.
We will kick
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah.
You'll have a place to sleep and, you know, a couple of big guys to cuddle with if you need that, you know?
Yeah. we got a couple big guys, too. We'll be sure to...
Hell yeah.
I love being cuddled
by big guys. So let's go ahead and shout out all your stuff, where they can find you, where they can find the band, and not Sleepwalker. It's Sleepwaker. But shout it out, my man.
So we just real quick to add to the Sleepwalker thing. We whenever someone calls us that, we call it taking the L, because we used to steal the L from like marquee signs and leave them in our van. Anytime someone would put like Sleepwalker on the sign, we just like try and jump and like grab it down or something.
Nice.
But yeah, we got big trouble.
I'm sorry, I did it.
Yeah.
I called you guys Sleepwalker. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude. It's not a big deal. It's just a joke at this point. Like, we get it. If you search Sleepwalker, you find our stuff. So, I mean, like, I can't be
That's
mad.
That's how I found you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. But also, we're Sleepwaker Band on, I think, pretty much everything. If you go to sleepwakermerch.com, that's our merch site. We also have merch on Empiricon for Europe, anything like that. We will have some merch dropping. I don't know when this is coming out, but I mean, it might be before or after.
This will probably be coming out next week on Thursday. So just a week from
today. Yeah. So I mean, it'll probably be going out about a week after this goes up. It's just going to be like old clearance stuff. So anything you've seen on the site before. And then, we're on Spotify, iTunes. Hit us up, ask us questions on Instagram. If you got any content, tag us in it. We'd love to see it.
Hell yeah. It's been awesome.
It has, man. It was nice meeting you as well. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice meeting
you. Hell yeah. You're welcome to come back. And, you know, next time some big Star Wars shit drops, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, awesome. Lord of the Rings show. I'll come back on when the Lord of the Rings Amazon series comes out.
See, you know what? We will talk about that. But I'm the type of guy that, I had expectations. I never read the Lord of the Rings books, and I had expectations for the way that the story was going to go, and I ruined it for myself, and then I've never forgiven myself for that.
They just walk.
All right, so Mandalorian season 3 then.
Yeah. Right.
We'll talk shit about it.
There it is. Yeah.
But the thing is, we could still talk shit about Lord of the Rings. I think that seems like a great time, too.
Good conversation. Good conversation.
All right, guys. If you have any comments, suggestions, or anything like that, if you just want to say hi and tell us that we're sexy dudes, hit us up at worshipatributenerd@gmail.com.
I'll take it.
And come back and watch us more and check out Sleep Waker.
Waker. Sleep Waker.
All right, man. It's been fun. And see you later, nerd.
Later, guys.
See ya. swearing, is that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, we bleep them, but we also like at one point he was like, whenever people cuss and it bleeps, it's funnier. And I was like, I kind of agree. So it is.
It makes it more meaningful whenever it bleeps it out.
It's more editing for me, but at the same time, like you could push your podcast into more things, not saying fuck, ass, tits all the time or whatever.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm pretty good about not swearing,
but
yeah. If you let a couple out, you know, because you're feeling it, that's fine.